This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight. I sat down to talk with Jay Wade, a BFA acting major here at Southeast Missouri State, who spent his fall season performing in Montgomery, Alabama, with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's production of Pipeline by Dominique Morceau. So, Jay, how was the experience?
My experience there was it was very, very interesting. It was my first professional production, so it was not too different from what SEMO, the conservatory, has taught me here, but it was kind of nice to see all of the things that I've learned kind of come into fruition on a professional level. Tyler Abercrombie, who directed A Raisin in the Sun my junior year here, she contacted me like a week after I got back from the LA showcase, and she said that Ron O.J. Parson, who was her mentor, and he's like a big name in Chicago in that theater circuit. She told me that he was directing a show called Pipeline, and she was recommending me for the lead role as Amari. So pretty much all I had to do was just send in a video audition, email Ron. He really liked it, and they ended up casting me. The one thing that like really stood out to me was the loose professionalism. And when I say that, I mean like everybody was so professional, but it still seemed like a comfortable environment. It wasn't intimidating at first. It was just smooth, you know. And I had a lot of doubt going into it. Not doubt, but more anxiety a little bit, you know what I mean? But it was a great experience. Everybody was good to work with, and I would definitely do it again. The crowds it varied, you know. With every show, you would get a different energy from the audience. And it would seem like some nights everybody was really in tune and really like focusing on the play. Other nights you would get, you know, some distracting audio from the audience. And it's, I think that that stood out to me because it was just, of course I felt that here at SEMO, but never on that level where it's that many people on a bigger stage, if that makes sense. All of my acting classes, my performance classes, they really get you ready for the professional industry. We got great professors here. They really strive to make sure that every student discovers their abilities. And that was one thing for me coming into SEMO as an acting major. I had no intention of being in a musical, but fast forward into my junior year, I ended up being in American Hero, which was a great experience. You know, it was very interesting. It was different. And I'm glad that I did it because, like I said, it helped me explore my talent that I didn't even know I had. I knew that I would make some good connections out there, but I didn't know that the people in the cast, or even just the crew, like, I think that we developed, like, a small family out there. And, like, I still have a group chat with some of the people in the cast, and we try to keep in touch with each other now. And a lot of them are from Chicago, and they're trying to get me to go out there, which I plan to do. And it's just great to have that support in a different city, especially a city that I want to move to and use my degree. It's just a great feeling to know that you could call up these other working actors and be like, hey, can I crash on your couch? And they'll be welcoming with open arms. So overall, it was a great experience.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. Check out more SEMO Spotlight podcasts at krcu.org.